Tonight, James causes a blackout, Mike declares World War III, and we tear common sense a new asshole. Damn it, why'd you hit record already?
This is James from StrylePunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike getting caught off guard by the asshole co-host of mine.
How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
You were three shites to the wind last night?
Yes, I went to my company's Christmas party and drank six Long Island iced teas within 2 hours, and I was feeling pretty damn good.
Are you being hailed?
No, that was a sonic screwdriver. That's what my phone does when I get an email.
Oh.
I'm a nerd, you know.
Yeah. My company's Christmas party, air quotation marks, was ham and cold mashed potatoes. And they also had beans. There were some burnt rolls in the break room at work.
Burnt rolls?
Burnt rolls.
That was nice.
There was hot beans, though. I had ham and cold mashed potatoes.
Cold mashed potatoes. Your company sucks.
It does. It does.
Oh, yeah, and I got my Christmas bonus. I was happy about that.
Yeah.
So I get to do my Christmas shopping.
That's good.
This coming week.
What are you getting me?
I don't know yet.
Cole.
You're a hard motherfucker
Just for that reason, I thought about putting out a Christmas... Because you put a Facebook
Christmas...
You put
a fucking list up last year, and I shopped off of it for
you. I'm probably going to do that.
Please do that, because I need to... Because, yeah.
I put out something this morning that was all I want for Christmas is a... fucking wood stove.
A wood stove?
Yeah.
Like a wood-burning stove or a stove made of wood?
A wood-burning stove. Okay. I was like, a stove made of wood would be... Actually, you know what? I really want to try that thing where we take my drill and we drill a hole out of a log.
Oh, and yeah. That fucking rocket stove. All you got to do is get the tender started, then it just burns itself.
Yeah, it just burns from its fuel. Yeah, and so I did you ever see that picture where the guys take, like, a chainsaw and they, like... cut a log into like little pieces and stuff down to it, and they use that to like cook a skillet over. You can't do it without a chainsaw, by the way. Like, you can't go out in the woods and like cut holes in a log and like, because it just splits and it's just terrible.
I don't think I've seen that one.
But yeah, this one, I think, I don't know who carries a portable drill out in the woods. Like, not everyone's like Dave Canterbury, I guess. Fucking bleach in the woods and shit. But anyway, We're like 2 minutes in. We already rambled off topic. We haven't even got on topic to get off topic. Like, we're so far off in the woods. Jeff Dimitri's probably going to offer us some, like, smoked cheddar.
Yeah, I can just hear him now. Yo, man, you want some of this smoked cheddar over here?
And that's
it's a Wisconsin favorite, don't you know?
Jeff Ranky just flew off the road in his truck and blew up and died. We're sorry, Jeff. We'll miss you. I'm gonna eat your moon pies that I have here, which I gotta mail off. Pies and RC Cola, so you can enjoy the South.
I hope Jeff didn't die. I'd hate to hear the news report on that, the local news up there. In today's news, a local man flies off the road listening to a podcast from some idiots from the South.
Damn Wisconsinites.
Don't you know? That wasn't very Wisconsinites, you know?
Oh, my God. What do we got coming up on today's show?
Well, I thought you wanted to talk about this first.
Oh, so...
Before we come up on today's show, there is a little something that we wanted to specifically better about.
So today's show is the Second Amendment Extravaganza!
Deluxo, Fluxo.
Sunday! It's all Second Amendment. Well, it's not all Second Amendment.
We sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
Yeah. So if you are a Nashville native, or even in Tennessee, then you have grown up knowing the tradition of the Bill Goodman Gun and Knife Show.
Goodman's Gun and Knife Show. Call a buddy, bring a friend.
Exactly. I mean, I remember those commercials my entire life growing up.
Yep.
And I believe... December, and I may actually go to support them. If it's not, I don't know if they're passing.
It's December now.
But I mean, they have one show a month at the National Fairgrounds. They Thank you for using a coaster on my stupid pleather tabletop here.
Yeah, I just realized it was leaving a ring.
Anyway, I left a good ring, putting a hot pan down there.
Somewhere.
Anyway, December, I believe it's December or January, possibly December, probably December. It's the last month they're going to be there because the fucking piece of shit mayor is trying to kick the Bill Goodman Gun Knife Show out of the fairgrounds because, oh God, they sell guns in the terrible gun show loophole.
Oh my God.
Whatever, you fat fucks.
Stupid fucking shit. I mean, that's been part of, I mean, it's been there for as long as I can fucking remember. I mean, I remember being a kid back when I had like four channels. And those fucking commercials would always come on for Bill Goodman's Gun and Knife Show.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some good survival gear from there. I got... Remember that shitty knife I talk about that was the knockoff K-bar that I was so pissed off I tried to break that motherfucker?
Uh-huh.
$25 at the Bill Goodman Gun Knife Show.
And you couldn't break the damn thing.
I couldn't break it. I gave it to Gabriel eventually, but I gave him a bug-out bag.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, all right, you know...
Why was it shitty if it was unbreakable?
Because it was Chinese, I call it the shitty Chinese made knife, because it was Chinese and it was like $25. But in all actuality, I've recommended that. If you can find that knockoff Chinese K-bar with the tanto blade on it, it was still sharp after batoning through logs. Like, I deliberately tried to break it. Like, I hit stones with it on accident and shit. It stayed sharp and it didn't break. So, I mean, that's the best $25. Buy two of them. If you break one, you still got another. And I couldn't break one.
So hopefully, to all you local residents, this is going to be your last chance to go to what I consider to be a fairgrounds institution in Nashville. I mean, it was like Christmas. It always comes, but no more. They're taking it away because a few psychos out there shot up some fucking places. And, oh my God, America's imploding. We're full of idiots.
Yeah.
Well, not full of idiots, just the idiots run every damn thing. Idiots with money and power.
Speaking of Jeff Dimitri, he just messaged me on Facebook.
Oh my God.
And I was like, say hi, you're on the podcast.
And he's like, hello, man! I am glad to be on your podcast, don't you know?
I'm eating cheese! Smoked the cheese! Jeff Dimitri. If it has not came yet, if it's like next weekend or the weekend after, I think we should go to it. And maybe we can have an impromptu meet up there. Say hi to people.
Actually, next weekend is maybe, and the weekend after that is Christmas.
Right.
So, yeah, it's closing in on it really fucking quick. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Yeah.
13 days.
People, if you want a sign that the economy is going to tank the next year, Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is cutting hours the week of Christmas. Let that sink in. So, but what do we have coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's show.
But if you do want to, before that, one more housekeeping note. So I did a review on a book called After the Crumble by Devin Porter. There's a blog post on it. If you see it, stop by and I don't know, leave a comment. But in that article that I wrote, yes, Mike, I wrote articles this week.
I am so proud of you.
Yes. I missed Friday's article because I had to go sleep and take you to a Christmas party.
Yes, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah. But...
Ramekins.
The book. I'm giving away the book. Devin Porter's After the Crumble. If you want it, please leave a comment on the post and then send me an email. james@survivalpunk.com. In that email... use something like the subject line, After the Crumble, and then write your name and your shipping address. If you are the first person to do so, you get the book.
The first person to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to suggest something else, but I'll save that for later.
Yeah, I just, no one's entered on the contest yet, so if you want to, send me an email, book's yours. What do we got coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's show, we're going to be talking about a lady who has America's Gun Solution. We're going to be talking about how the majority abans something, because I didn't get to write it all down.
Slacker.
Our main topic is all about our Second Amendment Super Show, Deluxo Fluxo. We're going to be telling you a little bit about making tortillas with plantains, and we're going to be reviewing the RZ Mask, as well as the latest edition of Mike's Rant.
Yes. And the RZ mask will be a YouTube video as well, so you can watch that.
But before we get into all of that, and I know you haven't heard us say this in a while, let's take a word. We're going to take a minute to give you a word from one of our affiliates, Paleo Meals to Go.
If you are like me and you try to eat a more paleolithic diet, which has made my health better and I'm much happier for it, then you'll notice that when you go camping, it's not always easy. You can't just go to the store and find Mountain House meals that don't have lots of bullshit in them. I can't, so that's why I turn to Paleo Meals to Go when I want my dehydrated camping meals. They're light, they're delicious, they're all good ingredients, and you support a local small company, and it's all by good people. So, Paleo Meals to Go, they have several choices. They have a beef stew. Remember you and me ate that beef stew quite a while ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Quite a while. And then,
it's been a while.
I think there was a chili something. So they both are tasty. I think I like the chicken one better. The chicken, whatever it was, all paleo ingredients, all good stuff, delicious. Paleo Meals to Go. So go to survivalpunk.com/ Paleo Meals to Go. I'm thinking I'll short it down later, but Paleo Meals to Go. survivalpunk.com/ Paleo Meals to Go. The number two. Paleo Meals, number two, go. And then you'll get there.
Excellent.
I'm going to shorten that down. People are lazy. They're like, oh, it's too many typing to go. But yeah.
Should just be like PM to go.
Yeah. Something that's like that. Survivalpunk.com/ PM, the number two, go. PM, number two, go. And that'll get you there.
Hey, I contributed.
There you go.
Alrighty then. Okay, so let's jump right into our first news story.
Yay, news story!
And where does this one come from?
Oh, by the way, Jeff Radke called you Couch Potato What's-His-Name, because he hadn't heard you so long.
Yeah, huh?
Yep, Dimitri. The first news article is...
The last fucking thing I'm going to do is take shit off some fucking Jamaican Wisconsin person.
Hey, no, it's a cheesecake!
Hey, what happened to Couch Potato? What's his name?
Oh, my God. Yep, Dimitri smoked so much...
Free Hotline and I give you psychic advice.
Soviet weed. This comes... Okay, so I think this article got around the internet after the San Bernardino shootings. And it's called, Dear America, Here's Your Gun Solution. So this is one of the few times where I've read an article before we're sharing it on air. And I read this... I tried to read this article because it's from a fairly liberal young lady. I tried to read it with a very open mind. And when she said stupid shit, I tried to keep an open mind and find that there were some valid points to her article. But we will read it to you. This is on human.parts. That's human.parts.
Yeah, human.parts. I was looking at that a minute ago. Human.parts?
What a dumb... And it's from Sarah...
Jessica Parker.
Benincasa. She's Sarah probably Jamaican, too.
Benincasa.
Benincasa.
Hello, this is Sarah Benincasa.
This is Dear America, Here's Your Gun Solution. Here's some common sense for you. I've got comments on the word common sense, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I'll save that to afterwards. Here's some common sense for you. I want gun ownership to be as boring and annoying as car ownership. I want you to go to some department of weapons and sit for hours. I want folks who own guns to prove their skill, their mental and physical health, and to be licensed and reviewed over the years, just as happens with our driver's license. You earn the right to own and drive a vehicle. Earn the right to own and use a gun. Quibble with me over semantics if you want. What's a right versus what is a privilege? I'll be busy with my friends and colleagues trying to prevent more unnecessary deaths. Michael?
Gun ownership isn't some inalienable right granted by God. Remember, The Constitution was written by men coming out of a long and bloody war near the end of the 18th century. It was written for their time. It also included the right to own a human being. Things change. Folks evolve. I want a voluntary federal buyback program for firearms, with hunting weapons and vintage historic weapons exempt. I want the sale of weapons to be even more tightly controlled than the sale of Xanax and other controlled substances. I want advertising for firearms to be regulated by the DTC, direct-to-consumer. Advertising for pharmaceuticals may cause shortness of breath, long-lasting boners, etc. We can do all this. It'll create jobs. Believe it or not, regulators, educators, enforcers. It will not end murder. It won't end rape or robbery either. It will make it harder to commit those crimes. There will be a black market for guns as there is for any coveted item in a capitalist society. And I'm not anti-capitalism, by the way. I'm a big fan. Sorry, hippies. I do love you guys. By the way, you're very nice people with good insects.
Yeah. Crickets are yummy. Continuing education credits for gun owners should be required, just as they are with any medical professionals. When you have a greater ability to take a human life, you have a greater responsibility to prove your fitness to wield that tool that may create that end. And that's how the fuck you well regulate a goddamned American militia.
Okay. Now, I've got a few things wrong with this.
Yes, I probably want to take this like paragraph by paragraph. What do you? I mean,
First off, everything she said in there about making it like fucking, you know, being the ability to drive a car,
like and medical the DMV or whatever,
and controlling it like fucking drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, the vast majority of the crime committed in this country with firearms of one form or another, those firearms were obtained illegally without permits in the first fucking place.
Yeah.
On the black market, under the fucking table.
Yeah.
Putting all these regulations on the honest people doesn't do jack shit to curb the violence from the dishonest people.
Right. Right. So yeah. It just annoys people to own a gun, so you have more people illegally owning guns because they don't want to deal with the hassle.
And all that's going to do is cause more illegal gun ownership if you fucking add all that shit onto it.
Proven fact, I'm not looking it up, you can do it for yourself. A large number of the shootings were stopped by concealed carry permit holders.
Yeah, legal fucking gun owners stopped the bullshit. Yes,
good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. Because, if I'm at the fucking mall and I call the police, hey, there's a motherfucker in here shooting the motherfucking place up. It takes the cops how long to get there?
Best case scenario, 5 minutes. Worst case scenario, a lot longer.
How many people in a mall could I kill in that time?
Oh, God. I mean, if you've got enough...
I mean, it's probably over at the point.
If you're in a fucking mall, say you've got, like, fucking automatic weapons, and there's, like, several hundred people there, you could mow down a crowd of people pretty damn quick.
I mean, even if I'm taking my sweet-ass time with a legally purchased semi-automatic rifle, bang, one person dead. Bang, two people dead. Bang, three people dead. Bang. What, 60 people a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. So, I mean... And it's not going to stop. Okay, so the Muslims that are coming in illegally and shooting people, like at San Bernardino, I'm positive they did not go to their local S-Mart and legally purchase a hunting rifle to mow down people.
That would have been.
They did not shop smart.
No, they didn't. They shopped
on the black market.
Yeah. See, it's just like those stupid fucking signs that some businesses put up. This is a gun-free business, a gun-free zone, whatever. You're not allowed to bring your guns.
I'll rob you.
Yeah. That's a fuck. Those are prime goddamn targets for the people that are going to fucking rob a place because they know there's no guns on the property.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what places did not get robbed in the LA riots?
Donut shops.
No, the Korean markets where the Korean owner sat on top of his roof with an AK-47 shooting any motherfucker that attempted to rob him.
Yeah, never try to fucking rob a place that's run by a fucking Korean, by the way.
Yeah, those they all have AK-47s.
Yeah, they all have fucking machine guns and shotguns and all that shit.
Yes.
Don't try to rob the foreigners. The vast and majority of them have a fucking gun right fucking there.
And it's legal to shoot a looter, so.
Absolutely.
As well it should be. Mm-hmm. So we've taken that, let's see, Quav over. So she wants to say that she's too busy trying to save lives. You're not. You're actually not saving any lives.
No, you're
literally, you may have actually caused lives. Like, literally, you're just sitting there, you dumb bitch, drinking your glass of red wine or two. Or a bottle, I don't know. And you're just, it reminds me of the 19th century sitting around sort of talk parties they had, where people discuss the high moral ideas. You and me both know a story where they're discussing the death sentence over life imprisoned, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't accomplish anything. You're just, I mean, me and Mike don't accomplish anything on this podcast. Maybe some people listen to us. I mean, I've had emails from people that have listened to the nutrition advice we give and have lost weight. I've got those emails. James, I listened to what you fucking said. I lost 20 pounds. Badass. I'm positive that our voices have not touched anyone and made them not go shoot someone. But you're just sitting around. You're not... Okay, I proved your fact wrong. You are not preventing unnecessary deaths. You're making yourself feel better. Shut your whore mouth.
Second of all, in the fucking Constitution, it's the right to bear arms, not the
over
privilege
there,
to bear arms.
Yeah.
That right there pissed me off and I almost interrupted the article.
Yeah.
It says the right to bear arms, and I don't give a fuck when that fucking document was drafted. I mean, yes, they've made amendments to it over the year. That's why it's gotten so fucking long. But still, it's the goddamn right to bear arms. We have the legal right to do that. It's not the legal privilege to do it. It's the legal fucking right. I don't see why that fucking has confused people so fucking much.
Or how a different part of it invalidates another part of it. Oh, you could own people. That was bad. So you shouldn't be able to own this. Bitch, that invalidates your First Amendment right. Suck my balls. You can't... Okay. My... not so close friend, but my friend Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends podcast. his slogan for his podcast is, there's no such thing as half free. There's not. You've got to either accept the whole Second Amendment, and this Benny Casa bitch, she gets to say her piece. Good part. I'm glad you put your thoughts out there. It doesn't do anything, but I'm glad you put them out there. Just like me and Mike can get on this laptop. I was like, microphone. I'm like, holes in the front of the laptop.
Yeah, we... Laptop?
Laptop.
It's a half-breed.
The holes in the laptop. The holes in the laptop that we talk directionally towards. Got... For Christmas, get James a fucking microphone. There we go. We talk into this, and we flex our First Amendment right. Sometimes we go around the back of my house, and we flex our Second Amendment right, shooting at fucking propane tanks.
Yep. We're on private property.
Yeah.
We're not shooting at any fucking...
Sometimes we flex our Fifth Amendment right. I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth. Chappelle Show.
Oh, my God.
Fuck your couch. Yeah. I think the Third Amendment is the right not to have to house troops in your house. Because, you know, before the American Amendment, the British government could be like, oh, this platoon is now living in your room. What? Yeah, they're in your house now. You have to feed them.
Which one is the right to illegal search and seizure or whatever it is? That's in the Bill of Rights.
It's in the top 10.
I think it's
the 11th
sixth.
Amendment is the is like jury nullification. This is not an amendment. Maybe we should do an episode on the amendments. Maybe we should do an episode. Maybe we should do a musical episode like the fucking House School Rock cartoons.
Oh, I'm just a bill and I'm sitting on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, everyone under like 30 was like, what are they talking about? Have they been smoking like cheese from Wisconsin?
Oh, it's the finest cheese you can smoke.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But yeah, If you're going to accept the Bill of Rights, and that includes the First Amendment right and the Second Amendment right and all the other Bill of Rights, you've got to accept them all. You can't pick and choose. There's no such thing as half freedom. Take them all or go fuck yourself.
Yep.
It is an alien right. People do evolve. You're still a cunt. Voluntary buyback of firearms. They kind of do that anyway. I mean, although on the other part, though, the government is a terrible business, and there's something else about that I want to say.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, first off, for full fucking first sentence on this, I want a voluntary federal buyback program for firearms with hunting weapons and vintage historic weapons exempt. Yeah, because you can't kill people with a goddamn musket. Yeah. You can't kill people with a hunting rifle.
I've seen plenty of crazy... Okay, so there was a... You know those like TV shows where they talk about true murders in history, like Unsolved and stuff, whatever? Yeah. There was one that... I was watching, because this girl I was with at the time, that's all she liked to watch, really. It was this guy, they ended up finally catching this guy, and he was a felon, not allowed to own any firearms, murdered this person that, like, stopped hitchhiking on the side of the road with a 22 long rifle that he wasn't allowed to own in the first place. Please tell me again how you would have stopped that, Miss Fuck Your House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because somebody... It's just because somebody has court orders that they can't have a firearm doesn't mean that if they try to touch one, their hand will start burning.
So federal buyback. You're buying back these guns, and when the cops usually do this, they offer you sub-market value for your guns.
So you're losing money.
But it doesn't matter if they're stolen. So criminals will steal guns from gun owners and then sell them back to the government, because then they don't have to worry about going to jail for selling their guns at a pawn shop where they check the numbers.
Yep.
You have just created a black market there.
Yep. And, you know, well...
And I'm sure they don't care about gently removing the guns from the people that have them.
No. And not to even mention the fact that, I mean, and I'm not saying they're all crooked, but there's a lot of crooked cops out there.
Yeah.
That work for the black market, goddammit.
I can't remember the... I don't want to make this a cop bashing episode, but
no.
I heard a podcast recently.
I salute you good, honest guys who get out there and fucking risk your life every day to fucking defend our freedom, to protect our fucking rights, to protect and to fucking serve. I give you all the respect in the world. I'm just saying there's a few assholes, like in any fucking corporation, any fucking group of people, there's always going to be the fucking assholes who drink shit illegal.
Last year, the cops confiscated $3 billion in property from people. And that includes people that, like, say they're on the way to buy a car and they had $5,000 in their pocket. Hey, you're probably a drug dealer. Let's take your money. They've been encouraged. So here in Tennessee, they've been encouraged. So people are buying drugs in California where it's easy to get marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving it to the East Coast through Tennessee to get to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Because I-40 goes from California, to the fucking East Carolinas. Coast, yeah. The cops know this. They've patented the type of people. So usually it's an older man with a younger girl, you know, a certain kind of car, all this stuff, doing exactly the speed limit. Not a stereotype. They have a profile. They have a profile for they know who's got the drugs.
Yeah.
They watch them go through Tennessee. They let them go.
Mm-hmm.
With their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They watch them come back through Tennessee.
With their money.
With their money.
And then they stop them.
And they take their money. And don't charge them anything. Because they can't. They don't have any proof they committed a crime, but they have money. So they just take it.
Think that money makes it back to the station a lot?
I don't know. Well, at least $3 billion was reported back to the stations.
Reported.
Yes, at least $3 billion. And that's just for that. So, I mean, they're taking other money. They're taking possessions. They're encouraged to do that. Like I said, if you're a good, honest cop, then, you know, thumbs up to you. I know if you're... I bought my Glock from a cop friend of mine in the parking lot of his police precinct. It was like he got a bag out of the back of his cruiser, had it to me. I had him a wad of like $100 bills. So I trust that guy with my life.
Yeah.
But there are some crooked cops, and there are some stealing ones. And fuck shit, capitalism is awesome. Yes. Advertising doesn't really matter. I've only seen ads for guns in gun magazines, so you're kind of preaching to the choir there. I mean, when's the last time you were watching
Netflix and saw a commercial for Stag Arms AR-15s. I've never. So.
Yes, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about there. Now, this I want the sale of
we
weapons.
We can create
I want the sale of weapons to be even more tightly controlled than the sale of Xanax and other controlled substances. First off, you can't even compare those goddamn things.
No.
I happen to know a thing or two about fucking drugs, controlled substances and pharmaceutical uses and all that shit. And, yes, I mean, it's two different, I mean, it's completely two different fucking things. I mean, anybody with a fucking prescription can get a goddamn controlled substance. It's not even that fucking hard. You know the right fucking doctors. The controls they have on it is you're only allowed to get a 30-day supply. And you can't get it 29 days later. You have to wait 30 fucking days. I mean, yeah, there are fucking controls. I mean, and the companies that I've worked for have been very, very stringent on those rules. Very fucking stringent. I don't know how that would translate over to fucking gun sales. I mean, you're only allowed to buy like, so many fucking bullets in 30 days. I mean,
you gotta have a prescription from your doctor saying you're not crazy to purchase ammunition.
Yeah, like you have to have a fucking prescription to buy a gun,
which just makes a bigger black market. Yeah, you need a prescription to Xanax. Do you ever buy it? I can get on the crypto market on the Tor browser and go buy Xanax right now, like that. With BitTorrents. There are websites. There are Indian websites from India where you can just buy live prescription drugs.
Yeah.
And if they get confiscated, then they usually will give you a refund if they get confiscated in customs. And you don't even need Bitcoins to buy some of these. Like, there's a website called modafinilcat.com. I'm not endorsing it, but you can buy modafinil products from there with Bitcoin for a discount or with your credit card. So, really, you just create a bigger black market. So I want to move away from this real quick, but before I do that, there was one last thing that irked me in the article and almost pulled me out of it.
Okay.
We can do all this. It'll create jobs, believe it or not. Believe it or not, regulators, educators, enforcers. Government does not create jobs. Government, oh, God. The government is not like an enterprise. For one thing, they have to take tax dollars to make. They don't create profits. You're not really creating jobs.
No.
When the government creates stuff. And it just irked me. Like, it'll create jobs. No. Jobs would be the free market. You're going to create lots of black market jobs.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what happened when... So you know what's happening in Australia right now because they don't have firearms really where you can buy?
What's that?
We talked about this before. They're making illegal, like, zip guns that blow up in people's faces and murder them.
Yeah.
The people that have them for, like, protection, the people that are criminals using them, the people, you know, imagine if you're being, you know, robbed at someone and the gun blows up and instead of shooting you, it mangles your face. Yeah, we need to move on.
yeah, we're in the first news story.
I know, but government does not create jobs. Government only creates problems and oppression. So I gave this lady the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I think she's an idiot. That's not your gun solution. Your gun solution is give everybody a gun. That's not actually it. We can go in it much deeper. I do believe that some of the crazy people out there should not own guns. Yeah. And a lot of them don't legally own guns.
There was one thing she said in there that I kind of halfway agreed with.
Yes.
Only one. Something about psychological testing. And I'm not saying, like, in-depth shit and everything, but, I mean, if you've got, you know, do a fucking psychological background on somebody, if they've got a fucking history of certain mental illnesses, no, don't fucking sell them a gun.
Yeah. And there are some issues, like, where people for some crimes are denied guns. Say you and your wife get into an argument and you push her down as domestic abuse. They can deny you a gun for that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's accidental. Like, you know, maybe you didn't really mean to do it. Say you're a convicted child molester. They're going to give you a gun. That doesn't actually break the violent rules. So
yeah.
There's definitely some issues going on there. The law
I
the law
think
is,
it should be perfectly legal to shoot convicted child
exactly,
molesters.
Exactly. So the idea of continued education, like, I hate the government. But the government's going to subsidize shit. If there were subsidized gun training courses, by fucking God would I use them. if the government was like, if they're going to have like fucking like special ops people teach like gun courses where you show up with your ammo and your weapon, I mean, they're going to spend that money anyway. I would go to it.
Yeah.
If they're like, we're going to put on this course, if anyone shows up, fine. If anyone doesn't, fine. I mean, it would probably turn out bad, because, I mean, when you subsidize shits, you create problems like the CFL bulbs and corn syrup, but I don't know. If some of our military that are having trouble finding jobs were offered, like, gun education classes instead of, like, being bums on the street, I think that's a problem solution.
Absolutely.
But let's move on from this. We got more to cover in the Second Amendment extravaganza!
Okay, on to our second news story. Majority oppose assault weapons ban after historic New York Times editorial supporting it.
First front page editorial since 1920 backfires. New York Times poll releases... A New York Times poll released on Thursday found that a majority of Americans oppose a ban on assault weapons. I find this to be sketchy. In the wake of a New York Times front page editorial championing the idea... The poll, conducted among 1,275 adults, 12 million adults, 1,275 adults between December 4th and 8th, no one told me about it, found 50% of Americans now oppose a nationwide ban on assault weapons. This was worded weird. I knew it was worded weird, but I read it because I knew it was not the way it was worded to be.
No,
because the article says... Assault weapons ban. Majority opposed. Oh, no. Majority opposed. Yeah.
You're reading
it. Americans now oppose a nationwide ban on assault weapons, while 44% favor such a ban. The results represent the first time since the question began being asked in 1995 that more people oppose a ban than support it. Such a ban would outlaw the AR-15, the most popular rifle in the country. As well as other stylistically similar semi-automatic rifles.
A ban on such rifles and their confiscation was advocated for in a December 4th editorial by the New York Times editorial board. Certain kinds of weapons, like the slightly modified combat rifles used in California, and certain kinds of ammunition must be outlawed for civilian ownership, the editorial said. It is possible to define these guns in a clear and effective way, and yes, it would require Americans who own them, these kind of guns, to give them up for the good of their fellow citizens.
All right, Hitler.
The editorial was the first to be published on the front page of the paper since 1920. The 1920 New York Times editorial lamented the nomination for President Warren G. Harding by the Republican Party and described it as a gift of a splendid opportunity for the Democratic Party. Harding went on to win the election, capturing 37 of 48 states and 404 of 531 electoral votes.
That sounds like a motherfucking landslide.
Yeah.
There's a couple things in here that made me twinge.
Why? And most people oppose the ban. They want their assault weapons.
For the good of people, maybe. Cringe. I don't know if you know this, Mike, but the assault weapons used in the California shooting, did you know everything about them is already illegal in California? The AR-15, pretty much by itself, is basically banned. The high-capacity magazines, you're limited to a 10-round magazine for an AR-15-style weapon in California.
Oh.
So, obviously, these were illegal weapons being used in California.
So, basically, they're calling to ban already banned weapons.
Yes. Yes.
That is a bit of redundancy, my friend.
Yes.
That, fucking shit... They're the New York goddamn Times. Do some fucking fact-checking, you fat-ass pricks.
Yeah. Give up their weapons for the right of all mankind? No, that's exactly why we have weapons.
Once again, if you called for that, who would be the ones giving up their weapons? The honest people that wouldn't be shooting anybody anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think the criminals would? Goddamn, you're just trying... All this stupid banning shit, all it fucking does is try to make the fucking people that are potential victims into fucking... pre-planned victims.
Oh, hold on. I remember something from the other article that pinged me out. When they're like licensed medical professionals, do you know what the gap between firearm killings per year and medical deaths per year is?
Oh, God. It's astonishing. And not it's the like, way you think.
It's like, it's in the low thousands to like the hundred thousands.
Yeah, a hell of a lot more people die on an operating table each year than fucking...
Or just bad prescriptions.
Or fucking staff infections from doctor's offices and hospitals.
And there's an anesthesiologist and a lot of things.
A guy I used to work with had his wife, God rest her soul. She went in for routine fucking dental work. She was in perfect health, got a staff infection in the dentist's office, was dead 2 days later. 2 days later.
Yeah.
To have a fucking wisdom tooth removed.
Yeah.
2 fucking days later from a goddamn staph infection.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have more of a chance of getting a staph infection in a hospital than being shot by some fucking hot rodder with a zip gun.
Yeah.
Or a fucking crazo. I mean, shit. It's, oh.
Yeah. There's not a whole All lot.
It's like you take what the bad people do and punish the good people for it.
Yeah, and I hate that terminology. I that's the reason why a lot of like preventative laws piss me off. Punish a person for a crime, not for the possibility of one.
See, that's like the fucking Minority Report.
Granted, attempted murder, I think, is one of the loopholes. Like, if you're stopped attempting, it's weird. So if you're thinking about murdering someone, that's not really a crime. I mean,
attempted murder. They don't give out Nobel Prizes for attempted science.
Yeah, I mean, if you try to shoot someone and you just couldn't hit them, I mean, whatever. But yeah, New York Times, you're dumb cunts. I mean, that's why I don't read it. I read the news for you guys to tell you stuff, but I don't sit down and read the news. I just get pissed by it.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Moving on.
What are we on now?
Our main topic.
I have notes on this. So I'm going to kind of share with you guys a couple thoughts on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment Super Show! From the greatest podcast on survival entertainment! Use guys!
I knew you were going to fucking say use guys.
Use guys.
I could have fucking bet money on it. Yeff's up there going,
yeah.
Hey, they said use guys again.
Ah, use guys.
Well, I'm smoking Mitch Adder.
What is the Second Amendment? Michael P. Geisey, would you mind reading this?
Do you not know my last name on the show?
Everyone knows what your name is.
God damn it, I'm trying to be incognito.
I did a Google search for me and you earlier using our full names and was able to find podcasts we were guest stars on to download. But anyway, could you read this a la your Jeremy Clarkson voice to make it really funny?
The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution reads...
Hold on. Never mind. Give me your Nicolas Cage voice. Read this a la Nicolas Cage from the Constitution silly movies.
The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution read... Hold on, I gotta get in the character here. I'm gonna kidnap the President of the United States.
Put the body in the box.
I said put the... That's fucking...
Read.
Second Amendment of the United States Constitution... I can't fucking do Nicolas Cage anymore. For some reason, I've lost it.
Okay.
But hold on. Maybe if I just talk slowly.
Just imagine Freebird and Hot Wings are making fun of you.
I wasn't doing the voice then, God damn. Second Amendment of the United States Constitution reads, a well-registered militia being necessary...
Regulated?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. That's actually very strict lawyer speech.
How is that confusing to people?
I don't know. People are like, oh, it's not for people. It's for a militia. That is the people. We are the militia. Everyone that's... I mean, technically...
Think about who the fucking militia was back when that was written. It was the people.
Yeah.
The people that fucking had their guns and picked them up to fucking fight the British. We're not talking about fucking soldiers. We're talking about shopkeeps.
Yeah.
We're talking about stable boys. We're talking about fucking mailmen, for God's sakes. We're talking about the people formed the fucking militia to fight off the fucking redcoats.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
That's the people.
Yeah.
We are the people.
We are the militia. So I've heard that argument, like, oh, it doesn't actually apply to, like, people. It's for a militia. And the militia is the army. No, you dumb cunts.
No, it's not. They're two different goddamn things.
Yes. They're, and
during Revolutionary War times, there was an army and there was a militia. There were both things. And you need both things when you're fighting a Revolutionary War like such.
A militia is a group of citizens that bands together to fight for the greater good.
Yeah.
Essentially. The army is people who enlist in a military force. A militia can be anybody.
Yes. From Wikipedia, a well-regulated mission, a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, being the best security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but no person religiously scrupulous shall be compelled to bear arms.
So,
religiously scrupulous?
Yes. You know, because in every war there was like conscientious protesters. Mm-hmm. People that just couldn't take up arms against anyone for religious beliefs or whatever.
Right.
And you can, you know, plow fields and shovel shit. But, yeah. You know, I mean, it's not that I'm a big fan of war anyway, but
what is it a good if absolutely
for God's sake, if World War III hits and ISIS and fucking Syria start marching across America, my AR-15 will be protecting me and my friends and my family, so...
I want people to comment in the show notes or shoot us a fucking email. Who out there besides me thinks that we're technically already in the middle of World War III? They just haven't named it yet.
Yeah, I don't...
That is my belief. I mean, I believe right now World War III is already happening, just the history books have not been written to document it yet.
There's skirmishes going on, but there's not like... Oh. Dude, the...
Take your head out of the sand, Mr. Ostrich.
I'm not.
We are in the middle of World War fucking III.
I think we're heading towards it, but I don't think we're officially in it yet.
Like, I mean, were they calling World War II World War II before Pearl Harbor? But it was already there.
No, but the war was on, though. There's declarations of war.
There's been declarations of war. We're at war.
No one's declared war against fucking ISIS or Syria or anything.
Oh, fucking shit. It's just paperwork. It's the paperwork that's holding up. Fucking open your eyes, people.
They're fucking, like, denying there's even... Anyway, idiots.
Yeah, it's fucking World War.
I mean, how can you really... It's hard to declare war on a group and not a country.
Same difference.
I mean, there's splinter cells. Like, you'd have... I mean, how do you even...
Oh, God, don't bring up splinter cell.
No, the definition, not the game.
Todd always makes me watch him play that game.
Oh, a second. So, gun control is playing on people's fears. Because they don't understand guns. I mean, when you hear some of the liberal politicians talk about firearms, you know they have no fucking clue what they're talking about. One mother... Like, there was one idiot that thought if they banned 30-round magazines, a.k.a. high-capacity magazines, a standard capacity would be the correct term. I mean, they're standard capacity, the whole 30 rounds. High capacity would be like, I don't know, those 100-round drums, which are badass, and I'd love to have some filled with ammo and blow through them. So, yeah. And this bitch, Mike, this idiot politician from California, literally, or you know, Colorado. This idiot bitch from Colorado, dude. She said if she banned those high capacity magazines, which is the home of Magpul Industries, the maker of the polymer magazines, was in Colorado. I think they moved. She actually thought people would shoot them, and they would go out of circulation because people were using them up. Forrest Whitaker look on this motherfucker's face, y'all. He's like. Part of his face went into, like, stroke syndrome. He's like, ah.
That doesn't fuck. That's the opposite happens. It makes people stockpile this shit.
No. She thought once you shot your magazine full of weapons that it was disposable.
Did you just throw away the magazine?
It's gone. You used it all. You can't use it anymore. You used it.
She thinks that magazines are one-time use?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like the fucking McDonald's fry box. Once it's out of fries...
Ah, you can't shoot it anymore.
Oh my fucking God!
Yeah, I mean, this guy called this... I think this male politician called him, like, ghost guns that shoot, like, 30-round ammunition magazines. Like, he was, like, just going on and on. It was like, dude, you don't know what you're talking... Like, literally, people have, like... That's my problem. People were afraid... I got an email. People are afraid of what they don't fucking understand.
That's fucking human nature all the way back to the infancy of the fucking species. We fear what we don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's just monkeys smashing with rocks and sticks.
It's easier to fear something than to investigate it.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot!
Yeah, I mean... It's just like, I don't know, when I see people become informed, they either just kind of don't care much, but they don't fear them. There's not that irrational fear anymore.
What, you can put more bullets in those things?
Yeah, or they become pro-Second Amendment, because they, I mean, I hate to bring them up again, but Michael W. Dean hit sort of both true, to me, like true symbols for freedom. The true, like, so... If you ask Republicans what freedom is, and you ask Democrats what freedom is, you get what he made a documentary called Guns and Weed, The Path to Freedom. Guns and Weed are the path to freedom.
Yes, they are.
The Democrats want weed, the Republicans want guns. Why can't we have them both? Why can't I smoke a doob and shoot my AR? Preferably fully automatic, because...
Oh, but didn't you ever see the truth commercials about weed? I mean, it makes you run over children in drive-thrus.
Oh my God! Yeah, whatever. Oh,
and then there was the one where the two kids are playing with the gun and one shot the other one.
I remember them. But there was the one where like the guy's brother just sat in the basement smoking and playing video games.
That was the only honest one.
I know friends that have done that. Like I have friends that I mean, honestly, they. You like, smoke weed and don't do anything. I know people that smoke weed and do a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah, dude's like, my brother's never killed anybody. My brother's never robbed a store. He's never spent the night in jail. Matter of fact, my brother's never done anything.
Yeah, but he's cute.
That's the only honest fucking one of those I saw. But hell, I mean, even that's a misnomer. It makes all fucking potheads out to be lazy fucks. I mean, Kevin Smith started fucking smoking weed and then started making millions of dollars in other areas. He built a podcast empire completely fucking high.
Yeah.
Because he decided, well, I'm like smoking weed, and if I'm going to start smoking weed, I have to be productive.
Yeah. There you go. I mean...
hell, I get productive.
We're really taking the road to freedom
here. Well, I used to get productive. I haven't smoked weed in fucking years.
I love... There's a stand-up comedy bit years ago, like in the early 90s from Dennis Leary, where he's like, I love smoking weed. You know why I quit smoking weed? Every time I smoked weed, I went to Home Depot and bought lumber and built shelves and swing sets. He's like, God damn it, I couldn't afford the lumber anymore. The weed was fine, but I couldn't keep building stuff like this.
I like what Mike Armstrong, the former cop, said. He's like, yeah, after I quit smoking weed when I left the force, I found out that shit's expensive.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. So, gun control is all based on fear. You become educated, you remove the power from them. Black markets. We've talked about this entire episode. Whenever you ban anything, prohibition, you create a huge black market for it.
Yep. Believe it or not, during prohibition, it was easier to get alcohol than after they fucking re-legalized it. Because anybody could get it.
Yeah. So, you and I, when we were kids in school in the 80s, we were led to believe that the drug war would be ended by adulthood, correct? I think you're forced to be in DARE, right?
Literally, they've done studies. All that DARE actually did was make kids aware that drugs are out there and can get you high, and then more kids started doing them.
Yeah. I've seen statistics that marijuana usage is actually down because our hippie-ass parents... I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this, your parents smoked weed.
At some point or another.
Yeah, so...
My parents did.
I have seen my parents smoke weed, so...
Yeah.
I know they have. I mean, yeah, you just create a black market, and you create... Oh my God, dude, this is crazy. Like, how many people are locked up with their lives ruined for fucking marijuana?
Yeah.
I mean... Your black market, you create drug cartels. In this case, you would we woke up tomorrow, President Obama got his nut off and actually banned firearms, period. He somehow did it.
That would be a pussy move to do by our pussiest president we've ever had.
Yeah, somehow if he managed to do that, and by God, we didn't overthrow the government,
which is important for the Second Amendment, overthrow a tyrannical government. That's why it's there. The world's biggest black market would pop up overnight like that. The vacuum would be formed. You'd probably be able to find some fucking awesome, like,
I keep wondering.
You would find some badass guns after that.
I keep wondering if there's places like in the show Gotham, like the Merc. You remember that?
Yeah.
Fucking black mark. I mean, it was like a fucking Costco full of fucking weapons. They even had like fucking signs, the Merc, up on sale signs all over the fucking store. I keep wondering if places like that really exist. That'd be fucking cool.
I bet so.
Because they even had an intercom, like, clean up on aisle 3 at one fucking moment. Apparently somebody spilled some napalm or something.
Goodbye, bazooka.
I like that one episode, fuckers, when they fucking had the raid in there, and motherfucker shot at him with a rocket, and the new captain's like, was that a rocket launcher? Like,
Welcome to Gotham. Yeah. Oh, Bullock. Yeah. So, the black markets will be there, and, yeah, fuck it. I think we alluded to this, or me and Mike talked about it before the show. There's a big article going around the internet that was like promptly slammed because it was bullshit and lies. There was an article put out. Your power is flickering on and off.
Oh God. Yeah, the power just went off.
We're still recording right now.
I don't know if it's a power outage or if a breaker just tripped. Apparently a breaker just tripped. No? What the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I literally have nothing on in here besides...
Well, you keep talking about the Second Amendment, and I will go...
Investigate. Okay. This is guerrilla podcasting at its finest here, guys. so there's an article that I read recently that put out by the liberal media that 300-something mass shootings have occurred this year. Which is bullshit. They didn't happen. My lights are literally flicking on and off now. That's fucked up. I think the true number was like 3 or 5. Something like that. So definitely not 352 or whatever bullshit number they threw out. That's just not even possible. I'm discombobulated with the power going out, guys. So... I hate when people, climate change, make up bullshit numbers to sell you bullshit that's fake. I mean, there's not been 300. There's not been 300 mass shootings this year. I think there may have been 300 gun deaths possibly this year. If you count police shootings and that, definitely probably 300. Well over 300. But yeah, there was not 300 mass shootings this year. So that's just ridiculous. Just going down my list of things here, talking about the Second Amendment. My power is still out. Shooting is fucking fun. I don't know if you know this or not, but shooting is fucking fun. I remember the first time that I shot firearms, which, sadly, I grew up in the city. My dad was a Democrat. I didn't shoot guns until I bought guns as an adult in my, like, 22 or something. I had enough money to buy guns. And we went into Mike's backyard, you know, with, oh, God, I think I had a gun and my friend Gabriel had a gun. And we were just, like, shooting at shit. And I had, like, a deer hunting rifle, like a scoped deer hunting rifle. Couldn't hit shit. But that instilled in me, oh, no, I had a handgun. My first handgun I bought, which I then sold and bought my Remington 870 shotgun with. It was a Smith & Wesson S40 VE, so a 40 caliber handgun. It jammed like a motherfucker all the time. Like, when I finally got the Glock 19, that thing was amazing. And I'll be looking to buy a new Glock 19 here in the near future. Love that thing. So... shooting is fucking fun, and I kind of want to implement a holiday. Like, I want to have a... I may have to pause the show to find out what's going on with the power. I want to have a teach a liberal to shoot day. you find like a liberal anti-gunner that you're friends with, because we're not complete dicks. We have friends that are, you know, liberal, and they may be anti-gunner. They may just be uneducated about firearms, and you know, get the weapons, clean them, have them all nice and ready to go, get all the ammunition, pay for the range time, bring them safety equipment, bring everything, go down the safety rules with them, give them full education on firearms safety, handling, how to use the weapons, you know, and then get them shooting, and then they're hooked. I mean, so you remove the fear, fear and uncertainty and doubt, whatever, FUD. So you remove the fear, you teach them, educate them, and then you've made a new pro Second Amendment supporter. Once they're no longer afraid of it needlessly, then you have a Second Amendment supporter. So take a liberal shooting day. I'll teach them, you teach them, and then that's how we fix the Second Amendment. That's how we fix the shooting problem in America. We make more good gun, we make more gun advocates, more positive, respectful, responsible gun owners. Problem solved. So I'm gonna pause real quick and find out what the fuck is going on. All right, we're back. Totally off grid. I've got the kerosene lantern, not the kerosene, the fucking.
It's an oil lamp.
Oil lantern going. We're running out of laptop battery, so we're going to try to cut this a little short-ish. But
unfortunately, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing our review on the RZ mask next time.
Yeah, I'll shoot a video for that and get that up. And then the plantain bananas, I might do a video on that or a separate podcast. So I'm going to start doing some extra podcasts, extracurricular podcasts. Shooting gives you empowerment.
Before, are we skipping this for this one?
I said we're skipping that. Okay. That's literally just what came out of my mouth. You weren't listening to me, you faggot.
Fuck you. I can't hear with the lights off.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, shooting empowers people. You don't have to be a victim. Like, well, when I concealed carry, I didn't walk around thinking I was like Billy Badass fucking Clint Eastwood. But it gives you a sense of security. So, you avoid situations. You act more responsible. You're not a jackass. You're not, you know, going out looking for trouble because that's stupid. You'll get in more trouble for doing that.
Yep.
So, as far as I'm concerned, responsible gun ownership makes you a better person. Like the Freemasons, it's the progression of making you a better person. So, yeah. This kind of, the cops can't protect you. We've hit this already. If you're in a shooting situation, a active shooter situation, that's what everyone's calling them now. The time for the cops to show up, you probably are going to be dead unless you find like a badass hiding spot. And then you're not really doing much to help the other people. I mean, conscious wise, me being a concealed carry holder, if I'm in a mall or something and some crazy motherfucker opens fire and starts killing people responsibly, I feel compelled to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, you know, I've never been in the army. I've never like had to face, you know, enemies with weapons. I did have a gun pulled on me one time and I yelled at the motherfucker. So, I mean, I'm not right in the head, obviously.
You didn't tell me about that.
I've had two guns pulled on me in my life. One time I ran like a motherfucker, and one time I yelled at him and told him to put the gun up and called him a little bitch. But anyway.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, I punked him out. Motherfucker had a gun, and I punked him out. I don't suggest doing that. Do not do what I did.
Yeah.
But it worked. So there's that. The cops can't protect you. I hate this attitude of people not taking responsibility for their own protection and needs.
Fucking people need to spend some time in Montana. Those motherfuckers, they know that the cops can't always get there quickly.
Yeah.
Because they'll have like one fucking squad car patrolling an area the size of the state of fucking Vermont.
Exactly. So that's not going to work. You need to take protection of yourself. The cops can't do it. You need to be a responsible armed citizen and respect and protect yourself and your family and your friends. And the last thing, so I just finished listening to a podcast by one of my favorite podcasters, Dan Carlin and his Hardcore History podcast. He did a podcast on the Persian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I felt like it could have been longer. Like, for a, like, 7-hour long podcast, I'm like, God, it's over already? Oh, come on. And he started out this podcast talking about, so the Persians, historically, most of us, the Westerners, they had painted in sort of a bad light. I mean, honestly, when you say Persians, the first thing I think about usually is Xerxes and the Battle of Thermopylae with the 300 Spartans.
You know, the Persians are still there. They're just called Iraqis, though.
Yeah, they try to say they're still there. They're pretty much gone. Like, the Assyrians are like, oh, we're still here. No, you're not. No, you're not Assyrians. No, you're not. And they're definitely not the great. So they went from, like, basically having control of the entire known world to, not so much, pretty much like a third world country now. So, and it gave me chills when he's talking about the 300 and how they are all, his entire culture of people raised to be Clint Eastwood, basically. They only spoken like macho one-liners. They didn't just randomly have small talk, which I can really respect the lack of having a small talk conversation. So, and they're like, when Xerxes showed up and there's 300 Spartans blocking his way through his path, and he was like, what the fuck? He's like, I brought an army of 1 million people. You have 300. Like, I don't, what are they, like, it's so inconceivable to him. He couldn't even grasp it. He's like, I don't understand this. He had fear, uncertainty, and doubt over that thing, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was like, send them a message. Like, if they just drop down their weapons, they can go home. And not only can they go home, and I won't even fuck with them, I'll make them king of all these bitches. They can be king of all the Greeks. So they sent this message to Leonidas, king of the Spartans. And you know how he responds?
And how did he respond?
Come and get them!
Oh, holy shit.
Yes. Of course, Spartans only speak in one-liners. And Survival Punk Army, we only speak in one-liners. So with that, and on that bombshell...
And on that bombshell, it's time for us to end. I know we're stopping right after the main topic, but we're already at over an hour, and we're in the dark. So. Yes,
but I gave you guys articles this week. Last week in your time. A contest. You got some good rants. And I'll probably throw up a solo podcast this week, like a Nutrition Punk only podcast or something. So,
well,
stop being greedy, bitches. It's a free podcast.
Yep.
So, and it's like an hour and something of free entertainment. And we're going to record two things at the end, but I'll tell you then.
Okay.
Because we're being syndicated like reruns, and we need to cut the shows down to 50 minutes. So we're going to make it. Anyway, you can find us on the Prepper Broadcasting page, and I'll link to them and show you guys or whatever about it.
So for the Survival Punk podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
Oh, wait a second. One thing before we go. I know.
I hate false starts.
So this is the Survival Punk podcast. I will include this because I don't even need Mike here for this. Reader, listener sent this into my Survival Punk page, facebook.com/Survival Punk, where he's like, so where's the punk at, Survival Punk? Which is a good point. So if you are a punk musician or you know punk music that we can use legally, we will start ending the show with a punk rock song. This week is by a band called Defiance Ohio, which was suggested, and I actually have their album, which is free and open source. Mike picked the song Expect the Worst.
Yep.
Mike picked the song Expect the Worst from Defiance Ohio. And we will play that. You will hear it. When we end the show. And so enjoy Defiance Ohio. Enjoy Survival Punk Podcast. Mike, take us out.
For the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
It's James Sickwin Burnett.
And if you're going to end, make sure you're actually going to end at the end.
DIY to come and take them, bitches. Mo and LeBay.
Use guys.
It's a new world. We'll take off our uniforms, and we'll try to do a little better.